this man ain't good wrong.
This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
I say the man ain't Paul, the man ain't Kadeem.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Can I add a trip charge?
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. My name is Alexis. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miss Alexis. I am calling for a no delivery or install because a built-in oven did not work.
All right. And can I have your name?
Absolutely. My name is Brittany.
And can I have you with XPONAL?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one?
Oh, I'm sorry, XPO.
Okay.
I came right in and just running my mouth. I didn't even say that. Sorry.
It's okay. And the claims order number.
The order number is 686-22281.
And the client's name and address.
Lindsay Signal, 5665 Commons Lane, Alpharetta, Georgia. 30005.
All right, and the built-in oven was defective.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it defective? It was too big for the space he has. The tech advised that he would need to either have modifications done, so cuts, and the cabinet and the built-in space. And Mrs. Signal is actually going to go back to the store to see if they can come and do a measure, and the store can do the measure and do the cut and schedule that for him.
Well, the store doesn't do home modifications. I'll call them. Give me just one moment.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Because the only thing the store can do is get him the right. Did the driver do the measurements for him?
No, they were already pre-done. No, excuse me, lies. Mr. Signal did his own measurements, and then he said it fit, but then there was some other thing he didn't account for, which is why it was too small. But I know he said that he was going to see if they could find him someone to do the measurements, but I don't know if you, obviously you guys don't do that. You guys don't do it.
Yeah, but my thing is that the driver that was there, once he got there and he did the he figured out the unit didn't fit, did he measure it for the client?
Let me see if he added measurements. I apologize. I did not ask.
It's okay.
He just told me it didn't fit.
Okay. Da, 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 da.
Now, he did not add exact measurements, and he didn't put pictures. What I'll do is when I get him back on the line, I will tell him to add pictures, at least add pictures to the order.
All right. Give me just one moment. I'll call the client.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
A pleasure.
Thank you for holding and being so patient. I have your case ID.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 263-513-105.
And that was 263-513-105?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Thank you, Miss Alexis.
You're welcome. You have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our service. Was your issue resolved during this interaction? Press 1 for yes and 2. Thank you for your feedback. Goodbye.